Howdy, everybody. I hope all y'all are having a good evening. So I thought I'd do things different today. I'm recording from my big mic that's attached to my coffee table right now, and my laptop. I'm not operating off my phone for once, so I'm trying to be a little bit more, you know, legit in this whole thing. My God, I'm cringy. but yeah, okay, so the thing is that I'm going to be doing a questionnaire. It's like a 350 plus would you rather. So I'm having three of my dude friends go through, pick out questions that they want to hear me answer just for shits and giggles, and I figured I'd upload this and, like, I don't know, just kind of fill in some blanks. A few of you guys have said that you enjoy when I do these kind of things, just to, like, listen to while you're doing normal stuff, and I figure this is a little bit slightly more safer. Not totally, because the questions are going to be NSFW, but it's a little, you know, it's a little more appropriate. But at this point, you know, I don't know. Just kind of like up and down, up and down. I've had a really crazy day. But enough about me. Let's talk about this thing with the awkward finger guns. And let's get started. Okay, so first question. Would you rather get oral sex or give oral sex? I like to do both. So I'm going to have to go both. I know that's not an option, but that's how we're flying this ship. Did I really just say flying the ship? Alright, I'm committing to it. We're flying a ship. It's a train on the water, boat on a track moment, okay? And those of you who get that, with a little tongue in there. That's immaculate of you. I love it. Well, we're only on question two, and this is already a train wreck. Would you rather touch yourself in private or in the presence of a significant other? I don't know.
Both can be a lot of fun. But I have to pick one when you can do both.
Would you rather only have sex in the bedroom or never have sex in the bedroom? I want to say I'd rather have sex in the bedroom just because I'd feel safer doing it in there. 18. Would you rather finger or be fingered under the table of a busy restaurant or under the table at your parents' place? Busy restaurant all day. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have sex up against the wall or in bed? I'm gonna go with in bed again because you have a lot more options. And, you know, we're human. People get tired. You don't want to be holding limbs and stuff up for an extended period of time. You might hurt yourself. Would you rather take off your partner's underwear with your teeth or tease them with your tongue until they take off their underwear? I would rather tease them with my tongue because you can only, you know, actively take someone's underwear off with your teeth for so long. Whereas, oh, hello. My dog. Do you mind, sir? I'm trying to do something. Don't pff at me. Anyway, but yeah, like, I'd rather tease somebody, like, all day with my tongue. Would you rather sniff your friend's underwear or sniff their bra? Their bra. Nothing against the underwear, but I would rather do the bra because that's usually where perfume goes, and I like perfume. Sir, you're so rude. What's up? I'm trying to do something. You gonna make a noise? Do the noise. Do it. Oh, you're so goofy. I love you. I love you. Sorry. Would you, yeah, you go that way. Crazy. Would you rather have rough sex or gentle sex? Rough. Though gentle sex is nice too. Would you rather give a hand job or give a blow job? All right, I would rather give a hand job so my mouth can do other things like dirty talk, kiss, bite, all that good stuff. You can multitask better, I think. Would you rather... I lost my place. Shit. Oh. Would you rather seduce your female boss or seduce your next door neighbor's daughter? The female boss all day. Mm-hmm. Would you rather date a sex addict or someone with low sex drive? Probably a low sex drive, because if they're a sex addict, then they have a problem. And even though, you know, regardless... You know, that's addiction's tricky. Like, I wouldn't want to help contribute to someone's problem. Would you rather have sex with a biter or a screamer? Biter all day, because I like to bite. I like to be bitten. You know, I'm all with the, you know, all that good stuff. Like, I've actually wondered if maybe I could get into feral play a little bit. You know, little action. Would you rather have sex with someone with a bushy pubic area or someone with a clean-shaven pubic area? Honestly, either or. I just like someone to be hygienic. I don't really care what their pubic hair looks like. I just want them to be hygienic. 43, would you rather be terrible at kissing or at oral sex? I'd rather be terrible at oral sex, because I love kissing too much. I'm a big kisser. I like to kiss. Would you rather be with a partner you can't please sexually or a partner who can't please you sexually? Neither. I gotta scratch my head on that one. I don't know, because either way sucks, and you're going to cause tension, so I don't know. Neither is my answer. Would you rather fuck your high school crush or your celebrity crush? My celebrity crush, not because they're a celebrity, but my high school crush turned out to be a big douchebag. Big douchebag. Yeah, later in life did not do him any favors. Let's see here. My God, dog, what did you do? Yeah, my dogs are crazy right now. All right, there I am. Would you rather eat your partner's ass or have your own ass eaten by your partner? What's good for one is good for the other, as long as you're clean and hygienic. Your hygiene's, like, you know, up to snuff. I don't see what the big deal is. Would you rather have big boobs or a tight ass? I think I'd rather have a tight ass, because I'm an ass person. I love... Oh. Okay, like, listen. It doesn't have to be, like, a solid, firm ass, alright? I like a little fat on the booty. On men and women. There's nothing sexier than a man or woman who can run around the house in either their underwear or pajamas or something, and they got that bubble butt, or just that voluptuousness to their rear end. There's nothing hotter than spanking an ass and just seeing that little bit of a ripple, or seeing the ripple. I got a shiver thinking about it. Would you rather have sex in the missionary or doggy style position? Probably doggy style, just because it's fun. And I can get away with shutting my eyes and just, like, focusing on, you know, the motion and the sensation. Would you rather have the lights on or off during sex? Lights off, not just, again, focus on what's going on at hand. Would you rather make love beside a fireplace or in the rain. In the rain, I've always wanted to do that. I think that'd be, like, really kind of, like, romantic. And I love the smell of rain. Like, out in the country, you know, like, wet pine trees, moss, earth. Ugh, yes. Yes, sir. Would you rather touch yourself or use a dildo in front of your partner? This is another one of those either-or questions, because either-or sounds great. Would you rather be with a partner who is 10 years older or someone who is 10 years younger than me? Probably 10 years older, because I've always had a thing for older partners. Mostly older men. Women, I can go either way on, but for men, yes. 45. Would you rather watch your partner masturbate or your partner watch you masturbate? Wow, there's a lot of these, okay? There's a lot of these. Like, this question's been reiterated a few times. I think someone might be trying to find out something. I don't know. Because from, like, a dom perspective, it's fun to, like, you know, have your sub play with themselves while you watch. But then again, from, like, a teasing perspective, it's also fun to play with yourself in front of someone just to get them, you know, going. Would you rather have sex with a loud and passionate partner or a calm and chill one? Probably a loud and passionate, just because I like to know that I'm doing a good job. That's on that. All right, we think I've got like 12 or 13 more questions to go. Would you rather watch your boyfriend touch himself or give him a hand job? What is up with these? Both can be really nice. It just depends on the situation. I'm gonna say either or, just because they both sound nice. When you have someone in your life, you know, you like to see all the aspects of their naughtiness, so. Okay, would you rather have sex in the shower or sex in a car? Probably the shower. I kind of like that whole, again, smells, sensations, all that good stuff. Would you rather be with a guy who doesn't come or a guy who can make you come anytime he wants? I don't know. I'm probably going to say make me come anytime he wants, just because if it's the other way, then I will probably pray myself to death with self-doubt and whatnot, so I don't want to do that. Would you rather send your nude pictures to someone you like or get nude pictures from someone who likes you? I would rather get nude pictures from someone who likes me, even if I don't like them, just because I will overthink something like that for hours. And I will worry myself sick over it. Because, a little factoid about me, I do actually have body dysmorphia. It's not fun, so I think about that shit way too much. That's one of the reasons why I like GWA, is because it's about your voice and stuff, so. Ta-da! Would you rather have marks on your body from sex or body aches after sex? I want to say marks from sex. Yeah. Leave me with a bruise from a bite. Or something. Scratches down my back. Handprints on my ass. Praise Jesus. Okay. God, I'm a mess. Would you rather have anal sex or oral sex? Oral sex, because anal sex takes prep, and ain't nobody got time for that right now. Would you rather be teased by your lover in bed or with their tongue or with their teeth? God damn it. How about both? I love both. Simultaneously. Ooh, make me squirm. Would you rather have your nipples sucked or pulled in bed? God damn it. Both. Give me both. Those are nice. Would you rather have your butt spanked or your butt squeezed? Both. I like it both. I'm too selfish. I can't pick just one. Alright, would you rather walk around the house in just your underwear or go without underwear? I will go without underwear. I hate underwear. Despise underwear. Underwear are just pain in the ass to me. Like, I just don't like them. I haven't liked them since I was, like, a teenager. I don't like the underwears. Sorry. Like, normally, you know, you'll catch me in, like, a big-ass t-shirt running around the house. Or, because it's getting cooler outside, I love flannels. Like, I've done the flannel thing since I was in high school. Love me a good, soft men's flannel. Like, I like to go to Walmart and get those $8, $9 ones that are, like, super huge and wear those. They're so nice. They're falling off my shoulder. I don't care. That's so nice. Because they go down, like, below my butt. It's like a dress or a nightgown, except it's, like, mountain fashion. And I dig it. I dig it so much. It's so nice. But, yeah, I think that's the last question. Ta-da! I hope y'all have enjoyed this train wreck, and thank you for sticking in if you have this long. I don't know, I'm just so awkward right now. But, yeah, so thank you guys for being around and for being amazing, and for your continued support of me and my goofiness. Hopefully y'all will enjoy this one. Yeah. Alright, I wanna log off at this thing, or turn it off, shut it off, throw it across the room, do something before it gets too damn cringy. Okay, yeah, I've maxed out that threshold. Alright, let's get on. Alright. Mwah.